Parshas Kisetse. The Torah presents the din of Shiluach HaKein. The language of the Pasuk is the following. Ki korei kan sipor lefanecha. I have a situation where I have the nest of a bird in front of me. Baderech b'chol eitz o al ha'aretz. Efrochim o beitzim. Either we have eggs or we have chicks. V'ha'im robetes al ha'efrochim o al ha'beitzim. And the mother is clearly hovering over her brood, whether we're referring to chicks or the eggs. The Torah presents us with the law, with the negative commandment, lo sika ha'im al ha'bonim. One is not permitted to take the mother when the mother is literally hovering over her children. There's a law, a negative commandment. But at the same time, there's also a positive commandment. Shaleach tishalach esa'im. One has to send the mother away. V'yesabonim tikach loch. And then under those circumstances, one can then take the children. The man yitavloch, in order that we should be the recipient of hatova, of the largest of Hashem Yisbarach, of good, barachta yamin, and will be zoche tarichas yamin, to longevity, to length of days. This mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, to my mind, and Chazal also comment on it, is akin to another mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim. Both of them are accompanied by Matan Schara B'tzido. The Torah provides us with a compensation, with a reward. Namely, if you fulfill this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein and the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim, the Torah says we'll be zoche to Hatova, to beneficence. Wonderful things will happen, and arichas yomim, length of days, longevity. Rashi notes, according to Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that if Hashem gives a person hatzlocha, gives a person success, and longevity, arichas yomim, for a simple mitzvah, where one does not incur any kind of financial loss, any kind of hesed mamon, kal v'chomer, says Rashi, Hashem will grant us tremendous schar for mitzvahs that require exertion, hardship. One has to expend enormous amount of energy in the performance of those mitzvahs. What is the underlying rationale for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? The Ramban, Nachmanides, cites in his Perush Al HaTorah, the Ramban Memor Nebuchim. The Rambam contends that both Shiluach HaKein, this mitzvah, and the prohibition of also v'yesbenolo sishchatu b'yom echad, one cannot slaughter on the same day, also v'yesbenolo. And essentially the Ramban says both of these are founded upon the sensitivity of the Torah to behavior that's grounded upon cruelty. Animals, the Ramban knows, have an instinctual, inherent love for their young. An instinct. Kirachim, the way a parent is merachim on one's children. So this is not a function of intellectual faculties, but rather anchored in an instinctive kind of love and concern that a mother has for her offspring. And that is something which, of course, is common in both the animal world as well as the human world. A mother is a mother. One is not permitted to cause tsar, to cause anguish to a mother. That would not be appropriate. So the aforementioned Isurim that I just discussed, also be espinel not to shecht on the same day a parent and a child, and the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, both in effect constitute a hachaka, a kind of setup of chazal, in order to prevent chas v'sholom, any kind of cruelty, any kind of tzar, balei chayim. The Rambam poses a question on the position of the Ramban regarding Shiluach HaKein from the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara has famously the comment, Ha'omer al kantzipor yagiyu rachamecha mishaskin also. The Gemara says that a person who davens to Hashem, that just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful in the context of Shiluach HaKein, so too Hashem should be merciful to us. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara in Brachos, a person who issues such a tefillah, he should be silenced. Because the mitzvahs of the Torah are not predicated on rachamim, they're not predicated on mercy, compassion, but rather they are gzeros. They are decrees that the Ribbono Shel Olam imposed upon us. And therefore, this Gemara seemingly contradicts the thesis of the Ramban. The Ramban contended that the idea of Shiluach HaKein is in order to squelch any cruelty that might exist in us. But here the Gemara writes in Brachos clearly that one cannot possibly ascribe this as the reason for Shiluach HaKein. At the end of the day, Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvayso V'Tzivonu, the reason why we carry out mitzvahs, because they are gzeiros of Hashem Yisbarach. So the Ramban resolves this contradiction by noting a famous machlokes of Rishonim, and that is a well-known machlokes among the Dolei of Rishonim. Namely, there are two schools of thought regarding mitzvahs. One approach of Rishonim propounds the notion that mitzvahs have no rational basis, are preeminently the function of the Ratzon of Hashem, that we implement them, we have to simply carry out the mitzvahs. We have no right to ascribe this reason, that reason, or another reason. We're simply obligated to carry out the mitzvahs because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And the Rambam clearly takes that position. All mitzvahs are based on a solid rationality. And we're duty-bound, says the Rambam, to ferret out the reasoning behind each mitzvah. And that's the pasuk of the Gemara in Brachos. So the Rambam's position is in sync with the Gemara in Brachos. The Ramban takes issue with that position of the Rambam. But rather, the Ramban contends that the raison d'etre of the aforementioned mitzvahs is not so much for Hashem Yisbarach, but to effect a transformation in the person himself. The idea of mitzvahs is lo nitu ha-mitzvos or lo nivru ha-mitzvos el letzarech b'em esabrios. The object of mitzvahs is to instill compassion in us and to disabuse us of a flawed character traits or emunas v'deyas that are fraudulent, or the idea is to also remember Hashem's nisim and thereby cement or strengthen our connection, our nexus to Hashem's barach. And when Chazal said the statement that I mentioned a moment ago, the underlying motivation that the term letzarech, which is a term that can be translated as a kind of smelting process designed to cleanse, designed to purge us from our inner ideas and belief systems that were foreign to the Torah. The idea is to create a Weltschang, a Hashkof HaSeilom, that is pure and unsullied, and of course in sync with Torah Seinu HaKadosha. So we have a fundamental machlokas, the Rambam, the Ramban. All mitzvahs primarily based on rationality, intellection, or simply zeros, decrees that Hashem wants us to fulfill. The Ramban notes that Tzar Balei Chayim is
interdicted by the Torah. The Gemara presents the machlokes, but we generally paskin that Saba Lechaim is a din d'oraisa. So the Torah obviously wants us to the extent that we can, be sensitive to the sensibilities of others and make sure we're not mitzayir any human being. I heard a number of times in the name of the Goyin Abayim Leib Shteyman, Zechatzad Devrocha, or Shiva Panovich, that any action that a person does that involves tzar to another human being, nothing good can come out of that. So undoubtedly the Torah permits us, for example, to engage in Shechita. We're not able to consume meat, to consume basar, without engaging in an act of Shechita. And that's a separate heter that the Torah has given us. But the Torah wanted us to be sensitive even to the sensibilities of animals and to do everything in our power to diminish the tzar of any animal and thereby eliminate and eradicate this midah of achzorius, of cruelty within us, and cultivate the sterling qualities of compassion and mercy. We know that Chazal tell us many, many stories. One of them about Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, the Mechaber of the Mishnayos, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, had a toothache for an extended period of time, the Gemara says, a fair number of years, because when the calf came, who was about to be led to Shechita, and sort of hid under his skirt, so to speak, and indicated to the calf, that's your tafkid, and because of that, the lack of sensitivity, the great Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the great Gon and Tzaddik, was subjected to a toothache for 13 years, till he showed Rachmanus on some kittens, Veracham Aval Kolmasov, and then the toothache essentially disappeared. This idea of sensitivity to Bali Chayim, obviously to animals, Kal V'chaim, Ben Menoshe, Kal V'chaim, to human beings, is certainly very critical. But the machlokes in the Rambam Ramban is a very fundamental machlokes among the Gdolei HaRishonim. Is there a basis in terms of providing rationale for every single mitzvah, for every single chok, for every single mishpat? The Rambam Moreh Nevuchim devotes enormous amount of time to trying to find the basis, underlying idea that more or less would explain every single one of the 613 mitzvahs. And the Rambam does Yamin's work in that area. And the Ramban clearly, over here in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, takes issue with that overall kind of approach. Unquestionably, there's a rationale, but ultimately, the reason why we carry out the mitzvah of Hashem Yisbarach, because of gzeiros of Hashem Yisbarach. I always found a similar kind of machlokes with reference to the creation of the world. Why did Hashem create the world? What's the base of Bria Olam? And my Rebbe, Agoin Moran Haras Soloveitchik Zatzal, often told the story that his grandfather, Agoin Atzadik Rav Chaim Briska, once went to visit a relative of his on the Baltic Sea. And when they came to the person's home, he wasn't there. So they were waiting for a bit and took out a sefer that was on the shelf. But the sefer presented a machlokes, why Hashem created the world. Did he create the world because this is the position of the Mekubalim? Teva hatov lahetev, Hashem is all good. He's mali hatova, mali chesed, kulo tov. And therefore he wanted to simply go and disseminate this tov, this hatova. Everyone should be able to be zocher, to enjoy the hatova of Hashem Yisbarach's beneficence of his largesse. That's the reason why Hashem created the world, teva hatov lahetev. Or is the reason why Hashem created the world because the pasuk says in Yeshayo, kol hanivra b'shmi lechvodi, brosiv, yitzartiv, afasisiv, Hashem created the world because he wanted the world to see the covet of Hashem Yisbarach, to enhance the greatness of Hashem Yisbarach, see the godliness of Hashem Yisbarach. These are two basic fundamental reasons where you have machlokes of the Chachmei Adigla, the Chachmei Anistar, the Mekubalim, contend, of course, that Hashem is Malach Chesed, Teva HaTov LaHeitiv, he wants to do good for others. And the other position is Hashem created simply because it's a Kiddush Hashem the entire world that we live in, Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem, and all of its majesty and drama and beauty and charisma, essentially is there to enhance the kavod of Hashem Yisbarach. And Reb Chaim proceeded to indicate that these two positions are not necessarily the only position. At the end of the day, there's another position. Namely, we say in the Kaddish, Yiskadel v'yiskadei Shemei Rabba, that the Shem of Hashem should be magnified, v'olma divra kirusei, the world that was created kirtzono. The way the Chazal described a number of times, Yom Echad, Olam b'ritzono shakadosh baruch hu livra sa'olam, there's no need to provide any rationale, any reasoning. Hashem simply, who is clearly beyond our ken, decided one day to create the world. That was the ratzon of Hashem, not either because of chesed or enhancing the kavod of Hashem is barach. It's a kind of gzeira. And here also, same machlokas exists vis-a-vis the Ramban regarding mitzvahs. So, one of the many halachic queries posed by the poskim is resolved via the analysis of the Ramban. The Torah tells us, Shalech teshalach esayim, in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, V'esabonim tikachloch, send away the mother and take the young for yourself. What's the halacha regarding someone who has no interest in taking the young for himself? Is there an obligation that devolves upon him of Shiluach HaKan? The Chabas Yorev, Chaim Yorev Bachrach, contends that the obligation is operative on him to send away the mother. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara asks the kasha, must one chase the bird in the mountains in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan? The Gemara answers, no. The Gemara cites the pasuk here in Kisei. It says, Ki yikore, kansi brother fanecha. If a bird's nest happens to be Lashon Mikre, bimizdamein, hakosim medaber. If a bird's nest happens to be before you on the road, there's no obligation to pursue it like the Dickens. However, if you encounter it, then you're obligated to send away the mother. The Chassam Sefer in Chumas Arachayim, Simen Kuf, based on the analysis of the Ramban, takes issue with this, disagrees. If I have no interest in the children of the bird, there's no obligation to send away the mother, and then one should desist from doing so. There's inherent tsar in sending the mother away from her children. But the Torah permitted it, l'tzarech ha'adam, for human need. If, however, there's no need, and sending away the mother will just engender unnecessary tsar, then the isur against tsar balei chayim is of a Torah nature, is a din d'oraisa, and we should not do so, we should try to avoid it. Chodesh Elul, that we are presently ensconced in, is a period of midas hadin. One of the ways of confronting the midas hadin and achieving in the nomenclature of the Ramban in Parshas Emor and the Ramban in his drasha to Rosh Hashanah, we want to be mamtik dino shakadosh baruch hu. We want to somehow sweeten the din of Hashem Yisbarach, and we want to transform the midas hadin into midas harachamim. All elokim b'sruah Hashem b'kol shofar. Initially, the truah that connotes Elohim midas hadin, but ultimately, as a result of blowing the truah, what emerges is the kol hashofar, Hashem b'kol shofar midas harachamim yudke vavke. We are trying to nurture and develop the midas harachamim in this month. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah comments that Hashem forgives those who are mavir al midoseyim, someone who's willing to overlook and forgive and forget, and somehow not notice all the barbs and assaults of others upon us, that person is truly an individual who's from the Bnei Aliyah. The Ramban in the aforementioned piece regarding Kansipur notes that the Midah of Achzorius is readily absorbed and spread in the nefesh of a person. That is a Midah that has to be eviscerated, has to be eliminated. We have to cultivate Midah Sarachamim and Chesed. Undoubtedly, if we struggle and strive to do so, Hashem Yisbarach will shift. And in effect, right now he's sitting on the kisei of Midas Adin, on the throne of judgment, hopefully he will then move to the throne of mercy, to the Kisei Rachamim, and grant us a year of Brius, of Hatzlocha, of Parnosa, B'chol Ma'asei Yadeinu. The Zohar writes that Ein Yisrael Nigolim Ela B'zchus HaRachamim V'Chesed. Klal Yisrael wants to undergo a redemption, it's only a result of acts of Rachamim and acts of Chesed that we do. We'll be redeemed in that merit, in that zchus. Let us strive valiantly to develop those qualities, and that merit, all of us should be zoche, all of Klal Yisrael, to Ashnas Chaim V'Sholom, Ashana Tov V'Mesukah, Ashana of Geula, Yemir Hashem, Ashana, where once again our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be idyllic, will be an optimal relationship, and we will be zoche to Chadish Shereinu Kikedem, Amen V'Amen.